Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Fallout ist zurück mit Staffel 2. Unsere Lieblingshelden kämpfen sich durch die brutale und bizarre Einöde, um dahin zu gelangen, wo alles begann. New Vegas.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 Euro pro Monat. Werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Stu does America.
Follow the show, if you would, on YouTube, youtube.com/Stu does America. Be sure to subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. Douglas Mackey's going to join us here to tell us on how he made a loser out of Hillary Clinton yet again. She lost over and over. I mean, she lost going back to 2008, 2016. She's been losing every day since then. And he helped out with another one of those. There's also reports of the rapture happening today. So if you're hearing this now, either you, well, they were wrong, or you're just a terrible person. I'm not sure which one it is. We'll let you know here by the end of the show, hopefully. But we're going to start by doing the Jimmy Kimmel sideshow, because that's freaking what it is. It's a sideshow, not fascism. Fascism wouldn't be a sideshow. That's the real show. This right here is a sideshow, and it's been a ridiculous distraction from real things that we've been dealing with for a week. And I guess it's going to wrap up tonight. I don't even know. Jimmy Kimmel's show is returning to ABC on Tuesday. Not all stations will air it. Disney, which owns ABC, said in a statement on Monday, "Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation and an already emotional moment for our country. It's a decision that we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We've spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. And after those conversations, we've reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday," Disney added. Now, again, does anyone actually care? I mean, I don't mean, does anyone care about this issue? Because people do care about this issue. But does anyone actually care that Jimmy Kimmel's show going to be on the air? Like, nobody cares. I mean, the show, nobody watches the show. There was a time where he was relevant. I actually think, and this is going to be probably somewhat controversial, but I actually think there was a time he was funny. Like, there was a time where I thought he was actually maybe the best of the late night shows. And that's not saying a lot. But, you know, I don't think he was always this awful. But he has turned into this over the past few years. He's just, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, he's making jokes about Charlie Kirk. I don't know that I got that out of that monologue, honestly. I don't think there was a joke there at all. It was just him saying bad things and lying to the audience about Charlie Kirk. They weren't even jokes. But I guess that's the standard fare for late night television right now. Sinclair, one of the carriers of ABC stations, they will preempt Jimmy Kimmel's show, instead replacing it with news programming. Sinclair tweeted this: "Beginning Tuesday night, Sinclair will be preempting Jimmy Kimmel Live across our ABC affiliate stations and replacing it with news programming. Discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return." Now, Sinclair, so you know, has a generally conservative outlook. So they, not a surprise that they would take a principled stand on something like this. Though I will say there have been other stations. I think Nexstar also came out and said they were not going to be airing it. I think it's something like 20% of the stations overall now are saying they will not air Jimmy Kimmel's return tonight. Now, a lot of people were saying, oh, this will probably be the highest ratings Jimmy Kimmel's ever had. That's probably not going to be true. Number one, 20% of the stations aren't going to be carrying it. So that's certainly a dent. But number two, he's had shows that have aired like after Super Bowls. So probably those will be higher rated than this. But it will be one of the most politically covered shows, at least from that perspective. Now, the FCC chair is downplaying his role in Jimmy Kimmel's suspension. Claims it was not because anything he did, anything that's happened at the federal government level. He said in an appearance at 2025 Concordia Annual Summit in New York, Carr said Jimmy Kimmel is in the situation he is because of his ratings, not because of anything that happened at the federal government level. That echoed President Trump's claims that Kimmel was fired because of bad ratings. Carr also cited CBS's cancellation of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, which the network claimed was a purely financial decision. So we've talked about these before. The Colbert one is clear as day. And we went through all the background. I don't want to go through all of it, but there's stuff even built into the contract that shows that Stephen Colbert was not fired because of anything to do with his criticism of Donald Trump. That was nonsense from the beginning. And, you know, we went into all that. You have to go back and watch the show if you want to check out those details. You know, the Kimmel thing, there's a bit of a straighter line, kind of, right? Like, I don't really think there is, but they have at least a better argument on Kimmel. And it's important to understand, like, that was all because of an interview on Benny Johnson's podcast where, you know, Brendan Carr just basically said, look, you know, we have ways to deal with this. He is supposed to be broadcasting in the public interest because of the broadcast license for these stations. And lying about Charlie Kirk's murderer is not going to help that at all. So we think that's a real problem. And I can't say too much because we may have to be the judge on matters like this. I explained this a few last week. But basically, the way these things rise up through the system, at some point at the end of the game, if someone complains, it goes up through the system, the FCC takes a hold of it, they have to judge whether it was an actual violation or not. So saying too much would be a problem. Now, there's all sorts of talk now behind the scenes that these station groups were going to take Jimmy Kimmel off the air anyway. It had nothing to do with Brendan Carr. You can believe that or you cannot believe it. I wouldn't be completely stunned to find out that at some point, maybe we will see a more direct situation. As of right now, we don't have anything. There's no real evidence that they had anything to do with this. There wasn't like a bunch of emails. When you think of like the Twitter files, for example, or a development that happened today with YouTube, where YouTube admitted there was censorship on their platform at the request of the Biden administration. Now, we didn't have that information back then, but we don't have that information about what happened here now. We don't have any emails. We don't have any evidence that they were pressuring other than public statements. And it's important to understand what world we live in, right? Donald Trump talks about everything all day. That's what he does. So Donald Trump going out and blurting out something about how he doesn't like a late night host. I mean, it's just the world you live in. Get used to it. That's going to be something that's just, he's going to do that no matter what. Brendan Carr is a little bit different. He doesn't talk about every single issue. He's not always out there. So I guess it's notable. But as of right now, we have no evidence that there was any involvement at all with the federal government, let alone the worst crackdown on federal speech in history. It's just nonsense. Now, The View, who is also on a lot of these ABC stations, finally mustered up the interest. They talk about every issue all the time. They say Donald Trump's a fascist on a day-to-day basis. By the way, they're not canceled. Same groups of stations. So it kind of shows that this is a pretty specific case with Kimmel. But here is The View, unfortunately still broadcasting a bunch of nonsense.
Did y'all really think we weren't going to talk about Jimmy Kimmel? Have you watched the show over the last 29 seasons?
No, not much.
So you know, no one silences us. And to all my friends in Italy who reached out, you have to know it's okay. We're still here. We're still broadcasting.
You've kicked off multiple conservatives for their speech.
And when the news broke last week about Jimmy Kimmel's suspension, we took a breath to see if Jimmy was going to say anything first.
Oh.
We did the same thing with Stephen Colbert.
Right.
Our show was on tape on Friday.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh.
But we are live here today.
Oh, okay.
And we're getting into it now.
Wow, that was great. Okay. Guys, that's the time you're supposed to clap. You waited too long. Can we edit that?
You cannot like a show. Now, I want to make sure I got this right. To be clear, you cannot like a show.
She's obviously
reading
this.
And it can go off the air. Mm-hmm. Someone can say something they shouldn't and get taken off the air.
She can't even see the prompter.
But
this is hilarious.
The government cannot apply pressure to force someone to be silenced.
Okay. Good God. We could have done the entire monologue on that nonsense. First of all, she blatantly is reading it. She can't quite make out the words. She's leaning in and tilting her head to the left. If you're listening on podcast, you're not getting all the full color of this moment as she's trying to recognize what she's supposed to be saying. Now, again, she's in the middle of a I can say whatever I want speech while she's reading it and starting it over again so she doesn't read it incorrectly. The irony there is unbelievable. Secondly, What the hell is going on? Am I in a parallel universe? Did I slip through a wormhole? What do you mean the government can't pressure people to not have free speech? What are you talking about? This has been the platform of your party for a decade. All you've been doing is cracking down on speech you don't like. We have an example of somebody who is a victim of this coming up in just a few moments, Douglas Mackey. But We could give you 100 examples of it. The Twitter files come to mind at all? I can tell you, as a person who's worked with Glenn Beck for a long time, we've had lots and lots and lots of pressure. Tucker Carlson kind of comes to mind. Multiple senators were saying outwardly they wanted him to be gone. This is the most insane thing I've ever heard. It's like they just think we're just going to forget about everything they just did. My mind is blown that they would even attempt something like this, especially so soon afterward. It's not like in the 80s they were bad on this issue. This just happened. This just happened. Trump hasn't even been in office for a year yet. All this nonsense was occurring in the current year we're in. In 2025, that stuff was still going on at the very beginning of it. And yet here we are. They're acting like, how the government? How could they possibly? I can't imagine this. By the way, I will say this. I tend to agree with the analysis as she stated it. The government cannot do that, which is why I was against the Twitter files. It's why I think it is absolutely in spirit First Amendment violation. And I'd argue maybe specifically a legal one. That being said, and this is not my idea. This is your idea. You people on the left, people on The View surely agreed with this over and over and over again. The FCC has some rights in this realm because of what Congress has granted them. I don't like the FCC. I don't want them to exist. I would like that to go away. I think Brendan Carr actually would probably be thrilled to not have a job doing what he's doing. Not because he doesn't like the people around him, but because, you know, the government getting involved in speech like this, I think, is a bad idea. And, you know, we do license these things for public, you know, there's, when you license a station, there's a requirement for some public interest there. You know, look, as a guy who's been on broadcast radio for 1 zillion years, it all always seemed like nonsense to me. It shouldn't even happen. They shouldn't be involved in it at all. But, okay, we're here. This is where we are. So the one place where the government can actually get involved is this. And this is the one time they don't want it because it's their guy. That's it. And I will say, like, one of the things that we need to remember here, and I reminded of that Chris Hayes tweet, whatever that was. It was like, oh, yeah, this is the biggest crackdown on speech in history. Okay, we're talking about a guy who was suspended for 4 days. With pay, by the way. Now, what I would like to request from Blaze Media, or my wonderful employees here, or employers here, I would like to request to be suspended with pay for as long as you want. You want to pay me to not show up? Perfect. Just let the money flow into my account, and I will stay home, and I won't do any shows. So I don't know what the big deal is with all of this. I think there's actually much bigger stories going on right now. And I want to think, I keep thinking of the reaction by so many in the media, so many famous people, so many influencers, so many celebrities and politicians who are just flabbergasted that this is going on. And I think you can actually look at this story and find problems with it. I've mentioned them. I don't like the idea. And I don't think this is a clear-cut case, as I've explained, but I don't like the idea of clear-cut government censorship. I don't like them pressuring, even. I don't like it. And I would like it to go away. But there are much, much bigger stories going on right now, because a lot of these people didn't even bother to mention Charlie Kirk at all. You know, I saw this over and over and over again when it comes to Charlie Kirk, when it came to so many other stories. And by the way, if you didn't see this, Turning Point USA drew 2,000 people at the first tour event since Kirk's assassination. Michael Knowles was there hosting. They had to move the events all inside now. So that's, of course, part of the security concerns. But they're going on with this. I mean, you got to love these people over at Turning Point. They're just like, we don't care. We're not going to stop. We're not going to be intimidated by you. We're going to continue this. And it's going to be bigger than ever. Thank God for that. By the way, you should know in a couple of weeks, I think it's October 9th. Don't quote me on that date. Glenn Beck is going to be doing one of these campus tour events. I believe he was already scheduled to be there. He was going to be there with Charlie. Of course, Charlie will not be there now. Glenn will be hosting it October 9th. It's in North Dakota. So if you are anywhere near North Dakota, I think it's North Dakota University or University of North Dakota, however that works. He will be there. Just go to tpusa.com and click on events. You can find it that way. I think it's also the Turning Point Tour, which kind of gives you an outline of all of the events. Maybe there's one coming by you. They have a great group of people who are doing these events now, especially with Charlie's assassination. People want to be involved in this, and I think you might want to as well. So I can't encourage you enough to go attend one of these events. But that's a bigger deal than Jimmy Kimmel. His assassination, sure, but also, in addition to assassination, the response by people to these events, the fact that they're continuing to go with them, that's a bigger deal than Jimmy Kimmel. That's not to say you might think, still have a problem with Jimmy Kimmel thing? Fine. But this is much, much bigger. Here, maybe another bigger deal. U.S. debt set to surge to 120% of GDP as federal deficits spiral over next decade under new projections. That a problem to you? Remember not liking Bidenflation? I don't like inflation by any name. And the spending that is going on, and this is, of course, both sides kind of doing this one, the more and more this goes on, the worse and worse it will get, the more and more problems we're seeing. And then what? Right? Much bigger issue than whether Jimmy Kimmel hosts four shows that no one was going to watch anyway. How about the dollar? Did you know right now we are having one of the worst periods for the U.S. dollar in decades? Look at this chart. Chartapalooza here. What we have here is, you could call this a spaghetti chart, if you will. Lots and lots of years, lots and lots of bumps. Most of them you can't make out because they're all going from left to right, up or down. Is the dollar getting stronger? Is the dollar getting weaker? Well, the one line that is highlighted in this chart from the Financial Times is the red line that is starting it from the beginning of the year and going down, 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 down to the lowest level of, I think, any year. There might be one slightly lower in the last 30 or 40 years. In other words, the dollar's getting weaker. That's not good. We don't want the dollar to get weaker. Some people do. I don't. But we are having our set of underlying financial issues that kind of make you go, what's going on here? The spending is going to catch up to us eventually. We know that. How about this one? Because that one's definitely, I think I can sell you on the dollar and the spending and Turning Point being much more important. But let me give you one that maybe I can't sell you on as easily. TikTok's algorithm to be licensed to the U.S. joint venture led by Oracle and Silver Lake. I don't like TikTok. Not on TikTok. Never plan on being on TikTok. Don't care about it. I don't want to get on it. Don't want my kids on it. I don't want my kids anywhere near it. I do have a problem with the Chinese ownership. That is a big issue. That's not even what I'm complaining about, though, here. Not even complaining about how annoying it is to see the 9,000th lip sync video to the same quote from a Kardashians episode. What I'm saying here, the United States passed a law. It went through the House, it went through Congress. Then it went to the executive. It was signed into law. It was then challenged and went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court voted 9-0 that it was a law that was in good standing, could be enforced. The law stated there was a period of time that TikTok could go without being banned where they tried to work out a deal. That time expired. And since then, we've just been shrugging our shoulders and saying, well, we'll just leave. What if we just don't do anything? I know we have a law, but what if we don't honor the law? And so our entire system right now is kind of upside down because of what has happened with TikTok. No one's really talking about it. Why? Because neither side now wants to ban TikTok. This is one of those weird situations where a year and a half ago or whenever this law was passed, there was bipartisan agreement that TikTok was bad and it should go away. And now there's bipartisan agreement within a year or two period that TikTok should stay because people really like it and they like how it serves them, right? Donald Trump has talked about that. Like, hey, it helped me win an election. I like it. And that's fine. Like, that's a totally fine position to take. What you need to do to make all this stuff happen is pass a new law. You can't just ignore the old law. Right now, we are in a situation where the law that was passed, signed by Congress, approved by the Supreme Court, all the things, is just sitting there, and we just keep saying, well, what if we ignore it for another 90 days? Not okay. Not okay. Bigger deal than Jimmy Kimmel being suspended for 4 days. How about this? Secret Service dismantling telecom threat capable of crippling NYC cell service. This is an incredible story. Let me give you the highlights. The Secret Service has dismantled a massive hidden telecom network in New York. According to investigators, over 300 servers and over 100,000 SIM cards could have jammed 911 calls and shut down cell service. Officials haven't found a direct plot or named suspects, but they say forensic analysis is ongoing. This is all, of course, going on at the same time as the UN meetings. That doesn't necessarily mean they were the target of this. But, like, we have no idea who these people were. They're building an entire telecom network in New York City that could have jammed 911 calls, could have dismantled security and communications services across the city. Kind of a bigger deal than whether Jimmy Kimmel has a couple paid days off. How about this one? We're bombing Venezuelan boats. Donald Trump's talked about this, and this is important maybe in two different ways. Number one, it's really, really important that we stop Venezuelan boats with drugs coming to our shores. That is really, really important. A much bigger deal than Jimmy Kimmel missing a few days of work. In addition to this, Andy McCarthy has a piece on this. Where is Congress on Trump's lethal military strikes on Venezuelan boats? He explains the legal sides of this, but, like, we haven't really had any explanation as to constitutionally how this is being done. Is there a law that we're not aware of or something that got passed? Is there some pathway to doing this? Now, obviously, the Trump administration will talk about this, and you have to go through and read the whole thing. I don't have time to get into it. I've already talked way too long. But, you know, number one, we really want to stop the Venezuelan drugs from coming into this country. Number two, we want to make sure we're doing this with the correct constitutional process. Both of those are really important. All this stuff is important. All of it's way more important than Jimmy Kimmel doing a show or not, let alone the fact that he's coming back on tonight. And I would rewind to where I started with the Chris Hayes tweet. Here it is. This is the most straightforward attack on free speech from state actors that I've ever seen in my life, and it's not even close. Well, this is the worst, most straightforward attack on free speech from state actors I've ever seen in my life. It's a terrible job. If this is fascism doesn't work like this, boys and girls. Fascism doesn't work like this. There's not a point where Mussolini was like, well, you know what, anarchists? You can't be anarchists from Thursday to Sunday. That's not how it worked in fascist nations. You don't just get back on in 4 days. Where are all these people that were coming out? I mean, I don't know. I wish they were there when free speech was actually being attacked. Here's a situation where there's a questionable maybe influence that there's no evidence of. And that's the biggest deal on biggest attack on free speech. But yet these people are completely silent on all these other issues that we've talked about. Look, my preference is clear. I'd rather not have the government involved in it at all. And there's no real evidence to show that they were in this case. But at the end of the day, the hypocrisy is so overwhelming, it's almost impossible to ignore. And we should not lose sight of things that are much, much more important going on in your world right now. Well, I've got some good news for you. If you happen to be a plant lover, or maybe just like having a nice yard, right? You don't need to have a green thumb. You don't have to have a trip to the nursery or, you know, something, you know, some place where you're dragging all these like dirty plants into the back of your car. You can plant something beautiful this fall. You just need to have fast-growing trees. Get hooked up with these people. They're awesome. They take all the guesswork out of your gardening by shipping healthy, ready-to-plant trees and shrubs right to your door, complete with care instructions, expert support wherever you need it, whether maybe you're after fruit trees, maybe you're after some flowering plants, maybe you want to, give your yard a little bit more privacy. They've got an incredible U.S.-grown selection, and it's all backed by their Alive and Thrive guarantee. This fall, they can have the best deals for your yard, up to half off select plants and other deals. And viewers of this particular program get 15% off their first purchase when you use the code STEW at checkout. 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com. Use the code STEW. I will say, you can also put your location in, and they will actually give you the plants that live in your climate, which is really important. By the way, their offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Check out the link below or in the show notes for all the details, and support the show as well. It's fastgrowingtrees.com. The code is STU.
Lust auf besonders feine Weihnachten? Erlebe einzigartigen Genuss mit Rewe Feine Welt. Diese Woche zum Beispiel Rewe Feine Welt Schweizer Käse Trüffeltraum mildwürzig, je 150 Gramm Packung nur 3,49 Euro. Oder Rewe Feine Welt italienischer Prosciutto Crudo, roher Schinken mit Meersalz behandelt, mindestens 18 Monate gereift, je 100 Gramm Packung nur 4,29 Euro. Festlich sparen mit Genuss. Rewe, dein Markt.
I'm happy to welcome Douglas Mackey to the program. He's an online influencer, creator of the Twitter account RickyVaughn99 back in the day. Someone I've been thinking about quite a bit lately. Douglas, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you very much, Stu. Great to be here.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. I've been thinking about you quite a bit over the past few days since all this Jimmy Kimmel stuff went down, and particularly after reading a particular tweet from Chris Hayes. I want to get to that in a minute, but I don't want to assume everyone knows your story. Can you kind of go back to the beginning of all this started? About how all this started back in 2016, right?
Yes, sir. I'll give you a quick rundown. So 2016, I posted a joking meme that said, Hillary Clinton supporters, be sure to text your vote so you can skip the lines and stay home. And this was a meme that I found on 4chan. Now, 4 years later, the 2 days after Joe Biden was inaugurated, I was arrested and indicted on a felony charge of conspiracy against rights for posting this meme. And I was basically dragged to trial in the Eastern District of New York, one of the most liberal places in the country that's, you know, quite frankly, been compared to North Korea style justice. So what was proved at trial is that, number one, I didn't even make the meme. Number two, I never conspired with anybody to actually steal votes. This was just a harmless joke at the expense of Hillary Clinton. And they also didn't really prove that I even intended to fool anyone. They just kind of smeared my name. Now, that didn't persuade a Brooklyn jury. I was convicted and sentenced to 7 months in prison. And Hillary Clinton and others were celebrating this. Nobody on the left came to my defense talking about free speech, not the ACLU, not a single person. And the judge ordered I report to prison and be denied a bond. I was actually granted the bond by the appeals court, which is sort of like the beginning of the end for the case. Because fortunately, 15 months later, the Court of Appeals threw out the not only did they throw out the conviction, they ordered that a judgment of acquittal be entered in the case, because once again, they didn't prove that I had conspired with anyone. And so this whole case was sort of like one of the biggest injuries to free speech during the Biden administration. And now it's kind of flushed down the memory hole as everybody worries about Jimmy Kimmel being suspended for 2 days.
It's absolutely incredible. Your story, it's one of those stories, it's hard to even believe that it happened. In the period between when you actually posted them, even 2016, they don't come to you until and arrest you until 2021. Did you have any sense in the interim that you were under suspicion, that they were going to come arrest you? What was that period like?
So I really never expected it. But looking back, I guess there were a few breadcrumbs. Senator Klobuchar blew this meme up and put it on the Senate floor as an example of, quote unquote, Russian disinformation. And this is a basically lambasting the FBI. This is a felony, blah, blah, blah. And then they knocked on my door in 2018, FBI asked to speak to me. Now, I don't speak to the FBI without an attorney, so I didn't end up speaking to them. But of course, I kind of posted this meme, forgot about it, and never expected that 2 years later in 2021 that they would actually arrest me for as a felony, because I thought this was obviously just a satirical joke or a parody of a Clinton ad.
I cannot believe all of that happened. And so they go through this whole period. They sentence you to, you know, real time. You know, thankfully, it winds up getting reversed. And now I guess this has been corrected. But I mean, this is a decade of your life almost.
This is a decade of my life and 4.5 years under indictment or conviction. And the odd thing is, my attorney just filed a letter with the court this morning, because the order was filed on September 3rd. 20 days later, the judge has still not granted the judgment of acquittal. So is that just a paperwork issue or something more nefarious? Well, we're not going to worry about it, but we're still waiting for that judgment of acquittal. So as of today, my rights have still not even been restored.
Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable. And of course, it's maybe most unbelievable in the context of this moment, because we did go through a period there where there was a lot of censorship from the government. A lot of people had their accounts cracked down upon, maybe not to your extent, but removed from social media services. People were, you know, threatened constantly over this stuff. And then we get the Jimmy Kimmel situation. And I don't know. We're supposed to believe the entire world has reversed and all of a sudden the left is on the side of free speech. I see this tweet from Chris Hayes, and it just made me think of you immediately after the announcement of the Jimmy Kimmel indefinite suspension. He tweets, "This is the most straightforward attack on free speech from state actors I've ever seen in my lifetime. And it's not even close." And I was screaming at my phone, Douglas Mackey, does that come to mind at all? How did you react to this when you saw this?
I mean, it's completely absurd. Not only is Chris Hayes saying that, but Hillary Clinton is saying something similar now. The one who is cheerleading my prosecution and probably orchestrated it, and hopefully we'll find out about that one day. So it's completely absurd. I haven't seen a single person call for Jimmy Kimmel to be suspended from Facebook, to be suspended from X, to be suspended from YouTube, to be demonetized. Not only that, I haven't seen any Antifa mobs outside his house trying to ransack it. And this is a very low ratings guy. Unlike someone like Tucker Carlson, who was yanked off Fox News after a concerted left-wing effort to for the network to take him down. And of course, we know what happened to Megyn Kelly at NBC News, and the list goes on and on. Not to mention, we just found out that Joe Biden put pressure on YouTube to censor anybody who was talking about COVID or the elections in the wrong way. And we know he did to I can't remember his name, Alex Berenson. As well. So it's complete absurdity. And look, I don't know. I don't remember, but I wouldn't be surprised if Mr. Hayes was one of the ones cheering on my prosecution.
Yeah, you at one point you asked the question as to when it's the most serious attack on free speech. You asked all these questions. I don't know if you remember this tweet that you put up there, but there were all lists of things that happened to you. Can you go over just some of them off the top of your head?
Yeah, absolutely. These things happened to me and to President Trump, where I was debanked. That was before I was arrested from Charles Schwab. I had my PayPal and my Venmo suspended completely out of the blue. Now, this was long before I was indicted. And the list goes on and on. My ex account was taken away. The list goes on and on. If you look at Trump, he was suspended on Facebook. He was suspended on X. He was suspended on YouTube. He wasn't allowed to buy ads. And it's just completely absurd, not to mention, the people that even if they went when they went after Trump, that was a free speech issue because he was protesting the election. I mean, it's completely crazy. And I've had, you know, a lot of my friends have been banned from Google Analytics. They've lost monetization on all these sites. So it's completely crazy.
Yeah, it really is. You had a back and forth with Hillary over this. I'm going to give people a little vision into this. This is Jimmy Kimmel and other late night comedians have certainly said things about me that I found offensive, even outrageous, says Hillary. It never crossed my mind to call up the networks and say, hey, get rid of this guy, because that's not how America works. Now, of course, as someone who's been doing a show with Glenn Beck for a long time, that has crossed their mind a lot of times, and they've tried to do a lot of things on that front. But you respond, Madam Secretary, it crossed your mind to call up Senator Klobuchar, the FBI, and the DOJ and have me arrested for a humorous meme about your campaign. You then celebrated my unlawful and wrongful conviction, which was later overturned by a federal appeals court. Sit down. It is, you almost feel like you're in another world, Douglas. Like, I can't believe they're even trying this. They have been cracking down on speech constantly over multiple presidential terms. And all of a sudden, because a late night host is suspended for 4 days, we're supposed to believe they're the friends of free speech. It's I feel like I'm in another world.
It blows the mind. I mean, if you're talking about Jimmy Kimmel, you could call it misinformation, what he put out. Well, they just campaigned for 4 or 8 years that misinformation, disinformation, and they even invented a new word, malinformation, which is true information that actually is harmful for the narrative. And they said all this quote-unquote mis, dis, and malinformation needed to be suppressed. They've been saying it for 8 years. Jimmy Kimmel does it on a broadcast network where you actually, probably the one place in America where you're required not to post misinformation. Anywhere else, it's First Amendment protected. But if you're a broadcaster, it's a requirement for your license not to put misinformation on the air. So the one place where they're not supposed to misinform the public, and here they are saying this is the greatest assault on free speech ever. They spent eight years saying that not only demanding it be pulled down, but blaming Russia for it. They even tried to blame Russia for the meme that I posted. So it's completely hilarious. And I give the Trump administration credit. I'm not seeing them put out a campaign to stop quote unquote misinformation from the left. And there's plenty of it.
Mm. When's the last time you were in the Soviet Union, Douglas?
Well, I've never been there, but it seems like I've been living there the past 10 years.
Let me broaden this a little bit, because, you know, I think with the Kimmel situation, you have this this idea that, the FCC head goes on an interview with Benny Johnson, kind of says a couple of things that the left says are threatening towards that. We kind of know now that at least these ABC affiliates are saying it really wasn't part of the decision. We were getting bad feedback from our viewers, and we were, we think what he was doing was wrong. But set aside all of this for a second, because there is a concern, and I would think you share it, where you really don't want the government cracking down on speech, even if it is on the left. Like, I don't want the FCC canceling every show where left-wing information comes out. You know, are we running down a road where we might have too much of this in the future? Should we look instead of maybe trying to defang these agencies and get this out of our lives?
Well, it's a great question because, like you said, I don't personally want to see Jimmy Kimmel be suspended on Twitter or Facebook or any of these sort of social media networks. I think it is an open question when you talk about the FCC. And you're talking about these broadcast licenses, which were just given to these networks. Now, that's not an excuse, I don't believe, for the government to dictate coverage, obviously. However, they are supposed to broadcast in the public interest. And I think, you know, it's arguable that Jimmy Kimmel did cross that line. Regardless, he's kind of a low ratings guy. I think that they're going to get more mileage out of this on YouTube and stuff, but he relaunches his show tonight. So nobody's saying YouTube needs to suspend Jimmy Kimmel. But, you know, when you look at these networks that are supposed to broadcast in the public interest, and for 10 years, they've been spewing 99% anti-Trump stories, which, you know, some of these research centers have found, you have to ask yourself, is that really in the public interest? Like, can they not do one single positive segment on, let's say, very bad illegal alien criminal being arrested and saying, well, it's good that at least, you know, the sex offenders are being deported? Like, you really wonder why they can't just do one segment, or maybe even 10% positive segments, or 20%. So, but no, I don't think we're going down a slippery slope, because I do think that the Trump administration respects the First Amendment. Now, a little bit of jawboning from the FCC chair. Ted Cruz thinks it's wrong. Maybe it is wrong, but I really do wonder if these networks are broadcasting in the public interest.
I really appreciate your whole struggle here, Douglas. I mean, it's been an incredible journey, and hopefully it will eventually actually be wound up the way it was supposed to. To quote Chris Hayes, this is definitely one of the most straightforward attacks on free speech from state actors I've ever seen in my life, with Douglas's case, not Jimmy Kimmel, Douglas's case. Douglas, I thanks so much for everything you've gone through here, and I appreciate you coming back on the show and telling us about it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Got one, two, three, four stories I want to get to here. About 3 minutes to do it. So let's go. Harris, Kamala Harris sucks. I don't know if you know this. She's terrible. And one of the things that she's really bad about, and we've said this over the years, she can't bring herself to say anything. She can't, like, commit to something that she's saying. She can't just say, yes, this is what I believe. Because she doesn't really believe anything. And when she does, she doesn't want to admit that she believes it. This happened again the other day. I thought this was great. Harris on the Mom Donnie endorsement. She says, I support the Democrat in the race. She didn't say, I support Zohran Mamdani. She said, I support the Democrat in the race. Now, of course, Mamdani has the Democratic line, but he's not the only Democrat in the race. Andrew Cuomo is still a Democrat. So is this a simple sort of cop-out? It's hard to even know what is going on here. She's blurted out something stupid again. Now, on the other side, the person that defeated her in this most recent election is doing actual work. He has signed an order labeling Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. This gives you gives people associated with the government power to go after Antifa in different ways, and ones that I think will be much more effective in targeting them. And this is an organization that I think quite clearly is a terrorist organization. Now, you have the situation where people are saying, well, they're not really an organization, they're an idea. It's basically just a cop-out. I mean, you could say the same thing about Islamic extremism. Like, you know, Al-Qaeda, I mean, they have an organization. I mean, some of these organizations have heads. Some of them have more structure than others. Some of them are just cells of people. Some people are radicalized online and don't join anything. That doesn't mean they're not part of a terrorist organization. They most certainly are. Antifa is definitely in this world. They've had all sorts of damage. They've created much violence as well, but also all sorts of property damage and everything. So I'm glad to see that's a good move, and that will give the government more tools to go after these horrible, horrible actors. Rapture talk is out there. Why TikTok predicts the end of the world on Tuesday. Why? Well, some guy in Africa said it. He said, today's going to be the end of the world. Although, to be clear, he said it could be tomorrow. I like that approach because you can always say it. Like if I say, hey, look, rapture's coming today or tomorrow. When I come back on the air tomorrow, you say, hey, you said the rapture was coming. And I'll say, yeah, today or tomorrow. You can say it any day. It's always true. You can always say it's today or tomorrow. And then when tomorrow comes, you just turn that into today and it's today or tomorrow and it never ends. So that's what we're looking at there. And finally, Angelina Jolie says she does not recognize the U.S. anymore. She says she loves her country, but I don't at this time recognize my country. She's a very difficult view over this. She said there's too much division. And I don't know. I mean, there's like two different Americas, right? One from the old days, one from today. And simply, you could say the same thing about Angelina Jolie. She looks a little different today than she did back in the day. This happens to everybody. We all change and go through all sorts of things. I mean, I gain like 15, 20 pounds on a weekend. Next weekend, come down, try to lose it. Up and down, up and down, up and down. I mean, everybody has their moments, right? Everything changes. All right, I'm back in just a second. Most people don't realize what's actually in their tea. If you've ever brewed a cup, though, and you thought, this kind of tastes off, you're probably not imagining it. Many of these mass-produced teas, especially the ones imported from overseas, are contaminated with God knows what, microplastics and heavy metals and chemical residue and who knows. And yeah, sometimes even the ones that are labeled healthy are like this. Kindred Harvest takes a totally different approach. They craft clean, all-natural teas that are blended and packaged right here in the U.S. using ingredients that you can trust. Every batch is tested by a third-party lab, and their tea bags are 100% biodegradable. No plastic, no glue, and none of that cheap ink that can bleed into your cup. From bold breakfast blends to mellow herbal teas to refreshing iced teas, they got something for everybody, every kind of day, every kind of tea drinker. And they don't have any additives. They don't have any foreign factory shortcuts. You just have real tea that tastes like it's supposed to. Kindred Harvest is proof that you don't have to compromise purity to enjoy a good cup of tea. Visit kindredharvest.co. Kindredharvest.co. Use the code STEW for 20% off. It's kindredharvest.co, not .com, it's .co. Promo code is STEW. Kindredharvest.co. It is Kindred Harvest, cultivating goodness daily. I want to pause for a moment and thank you for listening and standing with us. The truth is, honestly, Blaze TV only exists because people like you refuse to let fear silence the truth. You know, you actually let us show up to work every day, and we do appreciate that. Darkness never has the final word, not in America and not with us. And this isn't just about one personality or one network. It is about a family of people who believe America is worth defending and worth healing. You probably had a lot of time to think about that over the past couple of weeks, and I think it hits me at least a little bit different than it did before. When you subscribe, you make sure that the truth has a voice, not just today, but for the next generation. But joining us, you're standing shoulder to shoulder with a community that knows America is still worth fighting for. You're choosing courage over censorship and truth over fear and light over darkness. It's Blaze TV. Go to StuDoesAmerica.com. Get the whole network, StuDoesAmerica.com.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.